This podcast is part of the EME 2040 eTips podcast series. The topic of this podcast is digital natives. In this podcast, you will learn how to define digital natives and digital immigrants, identify an early adopter, and explain how digital natives might learn differently from digital immigrants. 1. Defining digital natives and digital immigrants. Digital native is a term that's been coined to refer to people who have grown up knowing technology. The term has been extended to be used for people born as early as the 1970s, but typically is used to talk about children, teenagers, and young adults. Digital natives typically can't remember a time without computers, the internet, and cell phones. Today's K-12 students are digital natives, treating technology as an assumed part of life, and sometimes seem to consider the technology as an extension of themselves. Digital immigrants, in contrast, are people of the older generation who learned about most technologies as teenagers or adults, who watched the technologies as they developed and became ubiquitous, and who had to make the choice to adopt the technologies. For the digital immigrants, the technology often feels unfamiliar or mildly foreign. Note that being a digital native doesn't automatically make someone a more effective technology user than a digital immigrant. It simply means that the person is more used to the presence of technology in their lives. There are digital natives who shun technology, just as there are digital immigrants who seemingly can't get enough. Context is important, too, since digital natives and digital immigrants tend to be interested in technology for different purposes, the former seeing it as a part of everyday life, and the latter group seeing it as a tool to support their work. There are digital natives who struggle to use it effectively in an educational or professional setting, whereas there are digital immigrants who can't figure out how the technology would possibly benefit their personal lives. Part 2. Defining early adopter. Early adopter is another term used to define people in terms of their technology use. An early adopter is a person who tries new technologies as soon as they come out. Do you know someone who always has the latest cell phone applications and who is the first to know about every cool web-based program and gaming platform? That person is an early adopter, regardless of their age. Early adopters may be digital natives or digital immigrants. People of the digital immigrant generation who are early adopters often adapt more readily to the new technologies than digital natives do. 3. Do digital natives and digital immigrants learn differently? In a word, yes. In terms of digital learning, in terms of technology learning, digital natives tend to be more fearless and likely to just try things, whereas digital immigrants tend to fear they will break something and seek rules and instructions to govern their use. For example, most digital natives probably learn Facebook by just logging on and using it, whereas some digital immigrants purchase a book about Facebook, attend a seminar on how to use it, or at least ask someone else to show them how to use it. The differences, however, go beyond how each group uses technologies. Some technology experts, such as Mark Prensky, believe that digital natives think differently. Prensky highlights, as a critical issue facing education today, that there is a divide between teachers and the structure of our schools and the curriculum and today's young people. Our ways of teaching were designed to meet the needs of the digital immigrants, but not the needs of digital natives. Similarly, they were designed for a country based on an industrial economy, and yet today we find ourselves operating in an information economy. The two groups differ in terms of graphic and text preferences, attention spans, and perception of ownership of knowledge. What all of this means to you as a future teacher is that we need to think about how to change our school systems, to make our classes and our uses of technology relevant to our students, and to capitalize on what already comes naturally to our students, even if it is a bit of a struggle to us. After all, new technologies are being developed every day.